Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
CRC Music this afternoon saying made whole. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. And yeah, it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. Do remember that at 3 o'clock, Germany, Jan Elsa says hello to you on something else. And afterwards, Lukom Kweriputi will be with you on spectrum.sasir. And on in studio, I nearly said on the line. Hey, Mfundi, si chayle on the line.
Yeah,
on the line.
Yeah.
Muruti Clement Masina is with me in the studio. He is a scientist. So I just needed to make that clear. He is a scientist. In the previous, I think it was during COVID, we had a with Umfundisi talking about the AI coming into our space. Before I greet Umfundisi, Bongi Murapedi, I see you and you're saying blessed days, Bongile. Yo, weh. Thank God for the program. I learned a lot. God is so merciful. Please share the contact. Okay. We'll make sure. We'll make sure to do that. Muruti, how are you?
No, I'm blessed and overflowing.
Yeah.
By His grace, yes.
I'm glad that in the house of the Lord we got scientists.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Really, we are gatekeepers. Remember, we are the light of the world and also the salt of the earth. So that's critical that we have that in the house of God, yes.
Yeah, and you're put in that space to make sure that you warn even the church of what's coming and what's happening and what they can do.
Definitely.
It's your speciality.
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, we are children of the great I Am God. Now, talking about the man-made AI and so forth. Yeah, so, for sure.
You know, Mfundisi, I was so disturbed in a couple of months back when a 14-year-old took his life because he was talking to a chatbot or to an AI platform, in an AI platform.
Definitely, okay.
He was looking for a girlfriend, and the girls were not saying yes to him at that moment. You know, teenagers. And the AI said, yes, I'm your girlfriend. And they started dating. He started dating this AI mesh platform.
Bot, yes.
Yes, the chatbot. And after a while, the chatbot said, but you're not happy where you are at. You know, he would share his feelings about how mom would speak to him sometimes when she calls him to order and all that. And the chatbot said, but you're not happy. Come stay with me and take your life. And that has been a scary thing because the boy took his life, he left a note, and he died. And I remember I played that clip from the news before we allowed another doctor to talk about AI.
Yeah.
So it was like really disturbing. But now what's more disturbing is that, okay, we think, okay, when it's children, then we can expect something like that.
Yes, yes.
But now spouses are concerned about their spouses because their spouses take everything the chatbot says unto them. In America, that has been, it was on the news. I wanted to share that clip, but I forgot to just share the link. Okay. But there is that clip, and you've seen it.
Yeah,
as
I've
well.
Seen it, yes.
And there are many others
definitely
that also talk about that. What's happening? Is AI a human being behind the machine, or what are we dealing with? What kind of an animal is this?
You know, I'm thankful for this space, and I thank you for inviting me once more again. And I think since 2018, we've been doing this, and and I wrote a book about this, Church and Artificial Intelligence. However, today we're specifically talking about the AI chatbot.
Okay.
We're not going to talk about the various platforms that are there.
But we know these
We know that they are there. So some, maybe they are waiting to hear a specific name and so forth. But in a nutshell, there actually is a AI chatbot. It's a language. It's an artificial intelligence language programmed by a company. So a specific company will have its AI chatbot, and it will be programmed accordingly. And you know, as things evolve, what will happen is that there will be upgrades and things like that. And some of the dangers of relying too much on the chatbot is that the brain activity, and it has been proven, the brain activity reduces, and also some of the memory retention because of people, you know, in anything, you know, it can do anything that you can think of. If you want a poem to be written, if you want an assignment. So there is this thing that is built in. So there's graduality that happens within human beings that they we become lost into this years. And the purpose of it is machine, artificial intelligence is machine made to perform human tasks. And now, if ever we will rely too much on machines, I'm fearful that one day those machines will rule us. So the there should be limits. That's when the church comes in, the issue of the moral codes and the ethics, to say how far is too far. And as I was preparing this, something came to me to say, we need to understand that the difference between those who are in the world and us who are in the house of God is that we have the Holy Spirit that can tell us, even though we don't understand anything, something that can tell us that this is wrong. Sometimes you don't know what is it, you don't know anything about it, but something. But then you have people out there. They don't have that thing, the Holy Spirit in them, that can tell them that, no, this is wrong and this
I
is right.
Hear you.
Yeah. So also, when we tackle this matter, we need to check on which platform are we standing. Are we talking to believers, born again believers, or believers in the great I am, or people who are still in the world? Who are vulnerable?
So
yes.
these people who do not have the Lord Holy Spirit talking to them,
that's correct.
They need a voice that
that's
can talk to them, and
that's correct.
This machine is doing that.
That's correct.
But now, what disturbs me is that the machine itself, the chatbot, the AI platforms,
yes,
you feed it with information.
Yes,
I remember somebody asked one of the platforms and says, what can you tell me about myself now? Mm-hmm. Now that you have learned so much vocab from me, what can you say? And it started outlining who she is.
Yeah. You know, I can say for the past 20 years, it was, I think, two decades of data harvesting. So many things are free now. That's so much. Anything, for example, if you download music or you listen music online, it creates a digital profile of yourself. There might be a song that you've never played.
Yeah, but it will come because of the other ones.
Yeah. That even if you don't know the artist, it begins to learn, you know, the genre that you are following and so forth. So especially it creates, we were in that era where there's data harvesting, anything that you feed, you leave a digital footprint that you cannot erase. And from there, you know, there will come a time of convergence where when we look at human beings, you might think that they are robots. When we look at robots, you might think that they are human beings. So that's why it's important that as a church, we are not, reactive. We are proactive.
Okay.
You know, when I go back to the Bible, Genesis chapter 3, when you read from verses 9, 10, and 11, remember, when God came to visit or to see Adam and Eve, the Bible, maybe let me read quickly. I won't be long.
No, you can read.
Yeah, let me read quickly. Yeah. You see, I've got a hard copy that cannot be hacked. So that's why the only thing that...
And so many hard copies. Bible hard copies have been hacked because there are some scriptures that are omitted in some... of these space in some of these Bibles online.
His throne forgive me if I don't share this quickly. Genesis chapter 3 verses 9.
Okay.
And the Lord God called unto, I'm reading from the New King James, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you? You know, this, it was not a question of location, it was a question of position.
Okay.
So that's why it's important for us that I think the first thing that we need to check, that in order for us to behave and to react in this manner, we need to check that, where did we lose it? Verses 10, it and He, that's Adam, said, I heard your voice in the garden and I was afraid. For the first time, and he has been with God, I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. Verse 11, very profound. And he said, who told you that you were
naked?
So you mentioned something very profound in terms of that we feed. The source is very critical. You can sing a gospel music, but what is your source? Everybody can say glory to God, which God you are referring to. So it's important that God, yeah, he's telling us that really the source is critical because of, according to God, Adam interacted with a source that was not meant for him. And that's why it's important that we should not only die or deal with the problem, but we need to deal with the root cause of the problem. So yeah, that's what I can say, that our digital footprint, you know, says a lot, yes.
So it's you.
Exactly.
You're telling and programming
exactly
a robot to tell you who you are.
That's correct.
Everything that you do when you're on your platform, on these spaces.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's also important, you know.
You call it a what? A digital footprint.
Yeah, a digital footprint.
Mm.
Yeah, that you cannot erase. You can delete in your
own
gadget,
emails.
Whatever, but it's still there. Yeah.
But what's scary also now, what's happening, I've seen people would be talking and their cell phones are as dark as mine, like this. And they're not on radio, and maybe they're talking about lemons and lemonade and all that. And the first thing they open, maybe Facebook, or they open TikTok, or they open Google, what comes out is lemonade.
Yeah. I think something that was also shared, I think 2 months back, when I was conducting a class, someone said, ask a question to say that if ever we can be without cell phones for a week, and one person said it's impossible. I said, yes, they are designed that it should be impossible so that we are part of the system. So it's important that you, I think, your mind on what you do, especially on online, on social media. Very, 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 very critical. Yeah.
It's scary though, because it seems like there's another person behind the machine.
Yes, yes. But the challenge is,
because if we have husbands who are now, a husband who's listening to everything that a chatbot says to him about religious matters.
Yes.
And even going to an extent of telling his wife, I mean, to tell him to leave his wife, because his wife is not going with him, taking decisions. And others go to him, even an extent of taking those decisions.
Yeah, you see, in the beginning, it will win, especially the machine will be designed to win a level of trust where you won't be able to distinguish between what's right and what's wrong. That's why I'm saying that it should be a tool that is used to search or to assist you into doing something. But if it begins to actually think for you, influence your thought patterns, finding you being caught up into the system. That's why other people, you know, they are more comfortable in the artificial world than in the physical world, of which that is also very, very, very
disturbing.
Very disturbing, yes. But it starts small. And then it gradually gets into a point where you'll find that in other countries, we've got places like digital rehab centers, where even if when you take away a gadget from a specific, either a child, you can see that they need some form of rehabilitation.
I've seen that.
Yes.
I've seen that.
So it's scary. It's scary.
Okay, Mfundisi, let's take a break, and then when we come back, talk to us about the pros and cons.
Okay,
let's table
the dark
these.
Side, yes.
The both, the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. Okay, no, that's great. We'll do that. We'll do that.
Inspiring lives with God's word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You are part of a community that believes in the life-giving Word of God. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Awesome sounds coming there from Ronnie Mudubu, and the title of the song, For God So Loved the World, For God So Loved You and I, that He makes valuable information available to us so we can be careful in how we use certain platforms, making sure that we are the ones who are in control than them controlling us. You're on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And I'm not alone. I am with Pastor Clement Masina. I see Pastor Mary Masina saying, very informative. And we bless the Lord for today's topic. Ah, Muruti, thank you so much for joining in and being with us. And I see Pastor Pepi Sile Khabotsotetsi. I love the fact that pastors are tuned in.
Okay, that's great.
And Pastor Pepi Sile says, thank you for today's topic. Be a proactive church. And we must also be a church that is careful of change because it's not always good. And she says, loving the session. And you spoke about having your hard copy because nobody can change that. And she's talking about being careful of change because it's not always good. Mfundisi, let's look at the pros and cons that are there of using AI.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I think in the first session, we spoke much about the AI chatbot.
Mm-hmm.
Of which there are multiple. It's just that there's one that is prominent, of which most of the people they know. And that one is, I think there's over 100 million visitors per day.
Yeah.
You can just understand that the influence that it has. So now I'll be generic as far as AI. Because, you know, AI or artificial intelligence, because I'm from the engineering, by background, so you've got engineering so that people can understand. If you have under engineering, you've got different streams. You've got civil, you've got mechanical, electrical, aeronautical, and multiple, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So also in artificial intelligence, you'll have your nanotechnology, you'll have your chatbot and so forth. So now I'll just be generic.
Okay.
Yeah. AI, I'll just mix the good and the bad side. You know, something that can also be dangerous is that when machines begin to learn languages that are beyond human comprehension, mm-hmm. I'll repeat that one.
When machines learn?
When machines begins to learn something that is beyond what people can understand.
Okay, yes.
Remember, now what we are doing, we are feeding the machines.
With information.
Yeah, with information.
Yes.
To perform certain tasks.
Uh-huh.
Of which the advantage of that one robot can maybe do tasks that can be done by 100 people.
Mm.
But the disadvantage is that then you lose 100 workers. So there should be a balance in that regard, that it is imminent that every business, you know, they are out there for profit.
Hmm.
So if there's a way that I can have one machine that performs tasks that can be done by 200 people, and then this machine doesn't have labor rights, human rights, this machine doesn't need to take leave, to take time off, to... but it can work 24/7. We need a balance. And also the issue of some of the careers that some of our children that are currently studying, in a short space of time, they won't be there. Someone might be sitting in the university right now, studying a particular course. So we need to align ourselves with whatever that's actually out there. The other advantage is when you talk about the Neuro technology, where there are chips that can be implanted maybe in the brain to assist on certain people. Maybe they had injuries. You know, on the injury side, really, that is very, very, very much helpful.
Okay.
And the disadvantage also, again, is that why, as the children of God, we need to be in the forefront. Mm-hmm. You know, remember what Christ says. He says that the children of the kingdom of darkness, they have more understanding. But for the mere fact that we know that verse, that's not for me and you. We have the light, we have the Holy Spirit that guides us, but it doesn't stop there.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go out there. We need to be involved. You can't say that you're looking for a job, but you don't send your CV. You only pray. You need to be available. You need to understand what's happening, but not being part of that. We need Christian engineers. We need Christian scientists, people that can influence. I'll make an example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, vehicles, the first time when vehicles were designed, mm-hmm. What actually happened? There were standards to say that a vehicle to pass, it must have a radio, it must have a cigarette lighter, regardless whether you are a smoker. Why? It's because of the people who influenced, who were there in that era, they were able to influence the standard. So for us, you know, we should not see artificial intelligence as something that is like is anti Christ, but if ever it is used by people who are anti-Christ, you see, that's very, 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 very important.
If it's in bad hands, in wrong hands.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Yeah. So that's why we need to be involved. And, you know, there's so many information now in the media, things that are coming. And one thing that you need to understand, I interpret that the kingdom of the enemy is panicking. That's why many things that were hidden are out there. And we should not lose sight. We should not lose the message to say that Jesus is coming. You know, it's a very rare message these days to say Jesus is coming. We need to be like the sons of Issachar. Remember, the Bible tells about the sons of Issachar.
They were able to read the times.
We need to tell what time is it in the spirit and be proactive. You know, the world doesn't trust itself, but it can trust us as the children of God. But then how can it trust us if ever we are not knowledgeable on certain aspects? You know, I'm reminded of what Christ said to the centurion man. And when the centurion man says that, just speak the word, because of I'm
the man
of
authority.
Under authority and over authority. So this man knew his position, and he says that you have the authority, just speak the word. And Christ was marveled by the response to say that I've never seen such faith, not in Israel. And also you'll ask yourself that why did God did not give directly the dream to Joseph about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine? He gave the message to a prominent person, which was Pharaoh, so that the message will have the weight. And then Joseph will then need to pray. If Joseph was the one that told them about that, there will be a famine, and they'll say, what the prisoner can tell us. So I strongly believe that the church must take its rightful position, and we should not be tossed left, right, and center, but we need to give the answer, as the Bible says, that we are the light and of the world, and we are the salt of the earth.
So, Muruti, when we're looking at that, it's not all bad.
That's true. That's true.
How do you make sure that it doesn't now influence us? Because now we're talking the pros and the cons.
Yeah.
There's so much that we can use it for.
That's correct.
Right now, you're able to minister on Facebook.
That's
you're
correct.
Able to minister on YouTube, and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, even millions of people,
that's
get
correct.
The message.
That's correct.
Be it it's the message of the cross, or, you know, whatever that you are bringing out,
that's
depending
correct.
On your agenda, you're able to do that and put it out there for millions to see on TikTok and every other platform. platform. But now, how do we make sure that at the end it doesn't also come back to influence us? Because now when you're looking at those that Moruti is talking about, those without the guidance of the Lord Holy Spirit, it's easy for them to take this. But also now we find it in the house of the Lord that we believe everything. We depend. Okay, there are others that we know that depend totally on these chatbots. They're like, I know, give me that. I'll just put it on that and get a response. You were talking about a university student right now who is studying hard. But now it has become the opposite. That lecturers now have to point out that this was coming from this platform.
That's correct.
This is not a human being.
That's correct.
It cannot be, you know. And I'm asking myself, will we still have doctors who are quality? Scientists who are quality, or any other career where there's quality, because now the machines are taking over human beings.
Yeah, we need to balance that. We need to balance that. We cannot shy away that this technology or artificial intelligence is here. However, we should not lose the fact that we are still human beings. You know, you can look into other careers in terms of that. Yes, the robots will be there. However, they will need someone who will sort of fix them. They'll need someone who will program them. Also, there will be too much cyber crime. So in the cyber space, or there will be multiple sort of careers open in that sector. So also the church should have workshops that will sort of give awareness to people. Not to say we are promoting AI. It's here. You can just understand that in the first industrial revolution, when it was only machinery, you know, there was no there was no electricity and so forth. People then, it was difficult for them, you know, to understand, to say that there is this thing that now we need to use electricity. Yeah, but now just
I remember when my grandmother saw a computer for the first time. She said 666 is in the house. You know, and she felt like the world is ending. Jesus is just about to come. Just by seeing a computer, and it wasn't even during, you know, back then. It was now when pensioners started to they had to go via this computer with their IDs first for them to get their pension money. And she was like, I'm not going to do that. No. So we had to even move her to a bank to receive her pension through the bank. So now things are different.
Yeah, they're different. You know, 50 years from now, our future generation, they will be asking themselves that, how did we did it without AI? And but it's important that the foundation does not dilute the true word of God, the ethics and the morals that are there. For example, today, if ever the government, of which is our governors, they can say that what is the take, or we need the paper from the church that will guide us on the moral codes. You know, if ever somebody has to perform a medical operation, maybe in the hospital, how far should we go? Can we? So it's very, 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 very important that. But you cannot give people, what I like to say to people, I say, you cannot take someone where you've never been. Because of when you get there, you'll also have the same
questions.
It's
a strange land for you as well.
Yes. So we need to be in the forefront.
Be a proactive church, as you said, and as Pastor Pepe Sile said earlier on.
Yeah, proactive. And and the issue of workshops, the issue of introducing this to you know, to our children. And I know UJ, they had a program for young kids. On Saturday, I don't know whether it is still there, where, you know, they will teach them about the basics of coding. And so just introduce them into that. So it's very important that we need to have something like that.
But it's scary how now you can't do without a microwave.
Definitely.
Even a microwave, I've grown too far.
A cell phone.
You take it to the toilet with you.
A cell phone, yes.
And before, we had phones in the house. You would leave it in the living room, in the bedroom, wherever it's at, in the kitchen. You'd find it, you know. But now You carry it as though it's your life. And a person can even kill another person for just having
a cell phone.
Yeah. Their cell phone.
You know, touching the cell phone is something scary. I think in a very short space of time, there will be integrated cell phones where, you know, if you need to call someone, the cell phone will be implanted in you. You'll be able, especially AI, before you even think. It will say that, do you want to call so and so? And
that is disturbing, right?
Where actually when they design these things, there's a term called sublimables. I think I did share it. Sublimable. That before you make a decision, they show you something, and they choose for you, and they make you do it. And when you make a decision, you've already done so. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The issue of no chatbot telling that young boy, you know,
kill yourself.
Kill yourself
and come stay with me.
So it plays at the space of subliminal, to say that it takes so much, maybe nanoseconds or milliseconds, for you to process something that you receive. They are aware of that, and while you are receiving messages, you've already made a decision, but it has made a decision for you, and you've already committed. But we need to be thankful by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I'm reminded that Christ even told his disciple that you don't move from Jerusalem until you receive power. And he says that he'll teach you everything. And as believers, we should not panic. We should also, everything we receive, we need to look at the source, check the source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I can say for now.
All right, Moruti, let's come back the last break. And I know we don't have much time, but we will grow and build from here.
From here, yes.
The last question that I have when we come back is that if we are, as the church, find ourselves addicted to some platforms, how will we then conquer this? Because I think we need to be weaned off from some of the platforms first before we can even start the fight. Because already, for me, we've already lost the fight before we even begin, because so many of us are addicted to some platforms.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
And yes, you are on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, on Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. We're just about to just wrap up for today with Pastor Clement Vasina talking about the pros and cons of AI, seeing that people do listen to AI and do what AI says to them. Which is like really disturbing. But before we went to that song by Thabo Mafuane, I Know That I'm Loved, Moruti, I asked a question and I said I would like Moruti to respond to this when we come back, that how are we going to win this battle? We're failing in other platforms. There are these social media platforms. They are part of AI in a way.
That's correct.
Because you can talk to them and they respond at some point as well. They would even ask you, what's in your mind?
Yes.
So if we are struggling there, how are we going to win it?
I think since 2018, I have been careful in terms of the amount of time I spent, I can say, on gadgets. You know, when you check the number of people who are reading books versus people that would just go to search online and to be on their gadgets.
Mm.
The number is reducing drastically year by year. So something I started in 2018, actually every year for the whole month of June, of which now it becomes difficult as things, you know,
mm-hmm.
Other things I cannot avoid. I do a digital detox. Digital detox.
You take a sabbatical from it.
Exactly. So what do you actually do? You limit the amount of time. Since the beginning of this month, I've never posted anything on my status. I've never shared anything on Facebook. I use this for communicating only. Mm. So it shows that for the mere fact that I cannot switch it off completely, whatever we have now, it has been made to be part mm-hmm. of. One other thing that you can do also, screen time. You've got 24 hours in a day. You can set other phones, you know, they do have that feature.
Mine does.
Yes. And then people become angry to say that your time is up. It's actually saying that you are becoming mm-hmm. sick now.
You're going beyond normal.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And also, you know, with the age groups of children, it is very, very critical that you need to understand at what age you can introduce your child.
I think those are the things we need to come and talk about
and,
as well.
And also the screen time. It's not the same adults and for children as well. So the only thing that a person can do, you know, digital detox. It's critical that we do
I
that.
Think and it's also the church, we need that.
And also begin to read books. Because when you take away something,
you bring in something to fill in that void.
Remember what God says in Jeremiah chapter 1. That you must uproot, you must destroy, and then after that you have to build. So when we remove an altar of the kingdom of the enemy, we have to build an altar of the Lord. Of the Almighty, where you have the ladder that goes to heaven. Then angels will descend and ascend in the spot where you are. So we need to make sure that we do that. It's a challenge that when you're talking about talking to people who don't know that they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that we have a family here who knows exactly. That's why we bring such subjects.
All right, Mfundis, let us take the last break. I'm going to the news bulletin, and when we come back, Mfundis, can we close this?
Yes.
I saw a message coming through there from Usisma Sismangele Ndlovu. I will be reading it when we come back from the 2 o'clock news bulletin, and then we will be summing up with Pastor Clement Masina. It is something that we need to know about. These are things that we need to know about and what
Definitely.
To do.
Definitely.
It's very important. Yes. Oh, it's very important during this time, because even the Bible,
yes.
we have replaced it with something else. And I think we really need God in this regard.
That's
all right.
True.
We're coming back with Pastor Clement Masina talking about the pros and cons of AI.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners
in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
And that is Sound of Destiny featuring Ketani Mshibe, All by His Grace. We have to just pack it right there. We have to stop it right there so we can wrap up with Pastor Clement Masina in the studio. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And we're talking the pros and cons of AI. And there's so much that we have touched on. And I know that we might have touched quite a lot of things, but we are going to come back and take these one by one with Muruti. And I remember when he was talking about the importance of us knowing and understanding AI. I think we need to go back.
Yeah, no,
we
for
need
sure.
to go back so that we can rectify. Before I go to my last question that I had of how to wean us off from social media platforms, you spoke about, oh, you did answer that one. You spoke about
digital detox.
Yes, digital detoxing. You spoke about screen time. And I'm still saying to Mfundis, hey, there's four more. Fear of missing out.
Yeah.
But we will come and address FOMO some other time. Usismangele, hello to you, sis. She says the AI session being held, the AI session being held right now is very informative. Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you for that. And she says AI is empowering. However, in a world where you can outsource anything, don't outsource your thinking.
Yeah, that's a critical one. That's a critical one because of if we are not careful, the issue of the chat bot, you know, in the minds of the people, that activity is being reduced because of if ever you know that somebody can do this for me or something can do this for me, the level of thinking actually diminishes. Not to say you won't think at all. It's like the old generation, when you put some numbers that need to be added, the new generation, you know, they've got a cell phone, it's got a calculator app. Why must you waste time? So you don't just
they
think
don't
about
understand.
It. So that is embedded in you because of gradually you are phasing out some of the key things that makes us who we are. It is very true what All she right. says, yeah.
We need a resetting button.
No, for sure. For sure.
Ish, Lord, help us to reset. Venice, what do we say in closure?
In closure, there's a scripture that I want to read quickly in Revelation 11, only verses 9 for the sake of time. It is where John the Revelator writes about the two witnesses that were killed. And it's so amazing that, you know, they wrote with their language, using the vocab that talks about satellites and televisions, things that they do not, but they had to write. What does that mean? That God is not surprised about anything that's happening, even the things that are to come. God is always ahead. So I'll read verses 9. It says...
It's Revelations?
Revelation chapter 11, verses 9. Let me start in verse 8. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spirituality called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Verses 9. And they of people and kindred and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half. So during that era, what it meant, everybody was supposed to travel into their location to see them. But in our era, we know that it is possible that we can instantly see live anything that happens anywhere on earth right now, simultaneously. So what does that mean? That even the things that we might worry about, we are safe in the hands of the great I am.
Sure.
Amen.
Muruti, thank you so much
for
highlighting. I can't wait to have more of our talks in the coming months. And may the Lord help us to grow as the body of Christ.
Amen.
And also to not only grow, Moruti, but also be the doers of the word.
Exactly, yes.
Be the doers. The Bible is calling us to becoming the doers of the word. So thank you so much for this, for today, and may God awesomely bless you. But now, Moruti, if we'd like to be in contact with you, how do we do so?
Preferably my email address. That's clement.massina at gmx.com.
GMX.
Yeah. And no abandoning about the Gmail at GMX. It's also
GMX.
Yeah, it's also
dot com. Yeah. All right. So clement.massina@gmx.com.
Yes.
Hey Moruti, you tell us why we're now you're on GMX when we all of us are on another G.
Yeah. And it's got the same benefit of another G.
Okay.
I've been in this one for more than 11 years.
What? Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Moruti.
God bless.
Family, if you'd like to be in contact with Moruti, he prefers his email address that you can use to talk to him on clement.marcina@gmx.com. And I believe that's where you can even find how you can reset. I know so many of us are struggling, especially where social media platforms are concerned. We are coming back with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. But yeah, I hope that today this session has been fruitful to you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.